Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we're joined by a very special guest. We have the founder and conductor of the Young Artist Chamber Players, Jack Ashton. Jack, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
So we're bringing you on because coming up on Thursday, March 13th, in Mont Harmon Middle School, you guys are going to be coming to perform in the Carbon County community and for the Castle Country area as a whole. So for people who might not know, what is the Young Artist Chamber Players?
The Young Artist Chamber Players is a string ensemble of some of the finest string players along the Wasatch Front. We even have some occasionally from Park City and from Utah Valley. And they enter by audition. Most of them are high school. And we play repertoire from the very best and some of the hardest music that's even played professionally. We meet once a week in Salt Lake. And then we present concerts in Westminster and mid-central Utah. They're varied in their ages, but there are no post-high school players in it. So when they leave us, they go on to the universities.
And looking at you guys' resume, coming up this summer, you're going to be taking a trip to Europe, playing in the Czech Republic, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and all over Utah as a whole. So, like you said, this is a very talented group, and there's just something about these string ensembles, especially those with such young talent, that's always so much fun to come out and see. Now, let's kind of talk about you individually for a second. So you've been doing this for quite a while. And what's kind of your favorite part of conducting this group and traveling along with them?
Well, I'm getting in my advanced years, and these, for me personally, selfishly, they reinvigorate me. So we work together, and I've learned, we've been doing this since 1985, and I've learned how to, I think, bring out the best in them, and it becomes kind of a social bonding that we do, especially when we go to Europe and we're together for 2 or 3 weeks. For me personally, it's invigorating, but I love the music and the sound. I love to watch them and listen to them and see the experience that they're having when they do well. That really helps me to feel like this is worthwhile.
And then it feels like music is one of those things that truly does go across all religions, race, creed. It doesn't have borders. Music is something that can unite everyone together. And I think you guys are a testament to that at the YACP. Now, let's talk a bit for a second, continuing on that same thing, about kind of the importance of music. Why do you think it's important for the public to have music, both for the musicians performing and for people who just want to attend these concerts? Why do you think it's important for them to get out and experience the arts?
Well, I think it's important because in the present day, there's so many distractions that we focus on only the present and look forward to the future, and we're so caught up in so many distractions, things that are important to us, sports, education, and socializing, and so forth. But the problem is, in so doing, we often lose track of the importance of the past and the great things that have been done in the past by men of great genius. And that's one of the reasons for doing it for the young people. They, in their violin and string learning, don't usually focus on the idioms of the present rock and new age music. They enjoy it, but they need to know where this came from, and hear music from those different periods so that their life can be enriched. And it kind of is like good ideas that were fed into young people, and they're fed in again and again. And as they get older, they become, they recognize and are able to separate the good and the excellent work from trivia. And I don't mean that everything that's done is in our music is trivia in present day, but you know, a lot of music is like comic book music. It's very easy to listen to, and that's it's here today and gone tomorrow, and we have a new artist every 10 years. But some men in the past have created great music that is 300 years old and still a pleasure to listen to. And I think if we apply it to those who listen, people get used to listening to quality and from different periods, and it enriches their life. And the more they do it, it's like reading a good book. The more good books you read, then you can instantly tell when you find a book that isn't good, that you're going to waste a lot of time reading. It may be entertaining, but it's the real foundation ideas of our civilization are in the culture that's been in the present and the past, especially in the past in music.
I really like that perspective you've given up there. That is something that I think is really a testament to how powerful a lot of these older compositions are. I mean, you have music that dates back to maybe 300 years ago, and it just is timeless. And you can tell by listening to a lot of that kind of music, like you said, you can start telling the difference between what's good music and what's kind of just fad music. So I really like that approach that you're taking with this. Now let's take a focus at the concert now. Again, that's coming up on Thursday, March 13th at Mont Harmon Middle School in Price. What should people who attend this concert expect from you guys?
Well, we're going to play music from all different eras. We'll play some from the 18th century and by Albinoni and maybe Vivaldi. And then we'll play some from the Romantic period, Rossini, and then we have our special big piece is called the Fantasia on the theme by Thomas Tallis, who was a composer in the Elizabethan age and whose hymns are still sung in many churches. But that particular theme by Ralph Vaughan Williams in the 20th century is written into a beautiful, dark piece that lasts about 10 minutes. And then we're going to play Rodeo from Copland, or I should say Hoedown from Rodeo by Aaron Copland, and maybe one a fun piece called the Pizzicato Polka by Strauss from the 19th century, which is those are entertaining pieces and more lively and shorter. Vaughan Williams is, of course, it's a great piece of music, very great piece of music. And that's what we're going to play, basically.
Now, Jack, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I love Price and that area, and I have some friend, a doctor friend who studied with me when he was a kid, and he was so good that he just rose right out of the bunch. And he was, I don't want to mention his name if he's still down, he might embarrass him. But I came there with the Utah Symphony for many years, and I've always liked Price, and the people in Price have been so receptive. So that's, we're looking forward to it, okay?
Well, Jack, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Jack Ashton, founder and conductor of the Young Artist Chamber Players. And they're coming right here to the Castle Country area on Thursday, March 13th at Mont Harmon Middle School to perform. And it's a free concert courtesy of Emory Telecom. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.